the Chafetz Chaim, again, if at any point you do not hear me or something, please write on the chat so that I know that I'm talking to no one, and maybe I'll see that. Okay, the Chafetz Chaim is going through different tainas the Yetzirah could have on a person not to keep Shmiras HaLashon. And the first one we saw was, hey, how long are you going to be able not to speak Lashon Hara anyways? So really the Chafetz Chaim said to that taina of the Yetzirah, he said two things. Number one, the Chafetz Chaim said, even if the Yetzirah is right, every single second that a person keeps his mouth quiet is so precious, is so worth it. So that's worth it just for itself. And number two, says the Chafetz Chaim, is that it's not even true. Not saying Lashon Hara is all about habituation. Is that the word? Yeah! Take that. I almost said habitation, but thought habitation probably has to do with living somewhere. So we went with, what did I say? I don't remember what I said, but I nailed it. Okay. Okay. So either way, it's all about creating good habits. So once you get used to creating a habit, it won't seem as scary as it does from the beginning. That's actually, this holds true with a lot of things in life, especially Limud HaTorah. It looks very scary. How in the world am I going to sit for an hour straight, 2 hours straight, 3 hours straight of a whole morning Seder? How am I going to be able to do it? It looks very scary. The best advice I could give you is if you take on with your Chavrusa, we're going to learn the first 20 minutes. We're going to learn no matter what the first 20 minutes with no batala, with no talking or anything. And you'll see that it just takes off. And it's not so scary. And it just takes off. And before you know it, an hour will be finished. An hour and a half will be finished. And it seems like impossible. But that's like a lot of things in life. It's not as impossible as it seems until you're in it. Okay, there's a nitziv about that, about a Gemara, but you have to probably be fourth year to appreciate this nitziv, because it's kind of an interesting nitziv. What year are you, Yehuda? Third year? Okay, so maybe next year. Which you shouldn't be. Skip my share, I'll kill you. Okay, here we go. So now, Val Taina Shnia Shitoyin Ayetzer. Now the second Taina that the Yetzahara comes with, Mekaven Shi Efshar Lishmor Esadin Bicholin Yanov. Since you're not gonna be able to do this properly anyways, Toiv Lehisrachik Mamida Zuklal. Don't even get involved. Stay away. Why would you start something that you can't finish? Yashuv lehayetzer. You should say back to the Yetzahara. Ha'ima yisi matir la'atzmi lehisnaig be'iski b'derech hazeh? Would I run my business like this? L'mashal, for example. If someone saw me running to work, to do something, I found out that there's, good business right now in Eretz Yisrael. There's not a lot of eggs. We're running low on eggs. So people can't get eggs. People going crazy over eggs. People are buying chickens. No, I'm just messing. But people need eggs. So let's say I heard, oh, this guy's got a truck full of eggs, buy it for 25, flip it for 35, and you're going to make 10 shekel on a thing. V'yishaleini, and let's say someone asks me, lama ataratz, why are you running? Ha'im tidmesh shetiel yedei zeh asher gadol shebechol ha'olam? You think by selling a truck of eggs, all of a sudden you're going to be the world's, biggest rich guy? How much are you going to make already? Kamo Ploni, a Ploni, like Ploni and Ploni, who's rich people? Like, can't even think of any rich people. Like basketball players, they're probably rich. And like music stars, they're probably rich. Or Bill Gates, he's rich. Bill Gates, or the guy that made Facebook, okay, he's probably rich. Or the guy that makes those cars that are electric. Okay, I think that's enough for Ploni a Ploni. He said Ploni a Ploni. I give like four or five examples. Okay. Hello, Bavadai Hayisi Oinaloi. What would I say to that guy who says, why are you running for the eggs? Because I'm not going to beat Bill Gates. I have to like not put my hand in the plate to live. So of course that's ridiculous. Everyone understands that that's absolutely ridiculous. So you're not going to be loaded. Doesn't mean I have to starve. Doesn't have to be mean I have to be poor. It could be middle class. Nothing wrong with middle class. Middle class is very respectable. The inzeb in yone haguf hakole, and if this is holds true by our body, which hakole, which is just passing, is going to end. What are we going to say about our soul? Because I'm not going to be a gvir, because I'm not going to be loaded in this inyan of shmiras aloshon. That through this I would, you know, be oila to an incredible madrega and of gedula v'kedusha. Kamo de Isa Bezoyar Kodesh, Parshas Chukas, like we said earlier from the Gra, Shemisha Shoimer Pivulu Shainoi, whoever does the talk Lashon Hara, Zoykele Hislabesh Baruch HaKodesh, he is covered by a very holy spirit, Ayin Shom, Vegam Laor, Lenatzach, also Laasad Lavoi, there will be a, he'll be Zoykele to a great light, Baor HaGonuz, which we all want, the hidden light. Like the Gra says, she'ein kol malich ubriya yochel l'shayer. Not even a malich could fathom how awesome that Or HaGonuz is. K'mo she'amru Chazal, and Bereishis Chachma, and Maram Kardova. Okay? Okay, oh wow, this is interesting. No. K'mo she'amru Chazal. Check this out. Oh, this is very interesting. The Issa Bereishis Chachma is brought in the Sefer Bereishis Chachma. Yeah, not so commonly learned nowadays. It has, you know, stuff like Shar Gehenim and stuff. It talks about all that stuff. So it's not per se so widely learned in our generation because we, you know, we grow. We're more of the Ahava door. Hashem loves you. Ein shum yeish po'ilam. So we don't want you reading Shar Gehenim. Okay. B'shem Maharam Cordova. Shiro Laharav. Shoshan Sodot, that's a great name. La'arav Shoshan Sodot. Okay. Bechalom, he saw him in a dream, of course. Yeah, that makes sense. Maram Kardova should see Rav Shoshan Sodot in a chalom. V'ra shekul se'ar v'se'ar meziknoi, every single hair on his beard, haya meir k'or havuka, was shining like the light of a torch. And that was because he was careful not to have sicha betela. So, Chabad Chaim is saying, avada, if you're careful from speaking lashon hara. So now, so a guy says, so we're back to what we're saying. So because I'm not going to be able to keep shmiras lashon entirely, because of that, I'm going to make my nefesh be a pauper and die. So my nefesh will be middle class. No one, everyone would understand that it's okay, you know, better to be middle class than poor. So better to be middle class in your nefesh than to be poor in your nefesh. So lishmor esapeh, to at least try my best to be able to wash my mouth whatever I can. I'm not going to be from the cat, the group who like are always hacking Lashon Hara. Sha'aleim amru Chazal, Chazal say on them in Masech HaSoita, very scary things. She'in mekablim panei Ashchina. They will not be Zoyche. There are four groups that will not be able to see the Shechina. And Dovri Lashon Hara is one of them. Also, Leitzanus and Ger Sheminsky. Fantastic. This is what Shlomo HaMelech meant when he said, "Bikoheles, kol asher timso yadcho la'asois bekoychacha ase. Whatever is within your reach, do it. L'hoyreis lanu, to teach us, sha'afilu oyle b'daito shloye bekoychacha ligmor to mitzvah b'chol proteya. Even if you think, I'm not going to be able to do the mitzvah entirely. Afal pikein yase kol nashe bekoychoi. Do whatever you can. I will complete today. By the time I go to Shacharis, they're already up to Shemona Esrei. What's the point of going? What are you talking about? Kedusha, modim. How many amens? How many kaddishes? Pick up your tefillin and run in your pajamas. Just go. Okay. So what if you can't do the thing perfectly? Chap what you can. Like the girl that dropped the apples. Apples. Like Rabbi Chaim said, grab the apples. Okay? Ukiyai gav na amru chazal lapasik. Oh, the group is a good example. Az yavdil Moshe shloisha arim. We know that Moshe set up three of the six arim miklat. Even though there was no point to do that until... Until, one second, everyone, hold on. Let's resume the recording. So now we have these three cities that Moshe set aside, even though the Arim Miklat wasn't going to work until they got into Eretz Yisrael. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu do it? Like Rashi tells us on the Torah, Sha'al b'she'in sholoi sh'be'evi yarding, the three that were on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, they're not koltois achi evdilu osoi sh'be Eretz Yisrael. Until you set up the other three in Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to work. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he wasn't going to get into Eretz Yisrael. Afal pikein Omar Moshe Rabbeinu kol mashe bekoichi la'asois ese. Oh, like he says, like Rashi says over there, whatever you can do, you do. Okay, I'm pointing to you. Okay, all of you, all everywhere on the screen, go like this and get everyone. When it's recording, does it mean it's recording the video also, or just my... I hope not the video. Okay. What? What'd you say, Gerish? You don't know. No one knows. No one knows the Zoom thing. Kol zois ba'arnu bezer shem yizbarach ma'asho amma ba'avas Rabbi Nassim. All of this was to explain what it says in Pirkei Avos to Rabbi Nassim. Do not stay away from things which are endless, that seem like they have no end. And from work that has no ending. Not only le'inyan mitzvahs, also le'inyan Torah. He brings a mashal, the second part of the pasuk. Malacha is referring to Torah. Okay. Vida, to kol mashe kasavnu, and here's the very end of the hakdama, which is exciting. We're finishing the hakdama today. Vida, and you should know, to kol mashe kasavnu b'sefer zem in goydel hazihiras ma'avan lashon hara. Everything we wrote over here about the greatness of being careful of lashon hara, haynu lemishu adayin b'chalal amisecha, is only for someone that's still considered part of the Jewish nation. Of a boitz and a nashim a koyfrim b'toyras Hashem da'afilu va'afilu rak boitz achas. If you are a koyfer, even in one letter of the Torah, v'maligim b'divrei Chazal, or you don't believe in a Chazal and you make fun of them, mitzvah lefarsem daito makrizeves. It's a mitzvah to belittle them until everyone know that they are wrong. Le'ene akol v'lagnoisim, and to be megana them. Oh, MC is Michael Kaufman. In order not to learn from their terrible ways, like I say in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Ayin Shom. And that, my friends, is the Hakdama Tashmiras Halashin. And Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow, we're going to start the actual Sefer, the first Perek of Shar HaZechira. Very exciting. Stay tuned to Ian Shear Daily, better known as Shmiras Halashin Shear.